Spicer and Shane Ozentoski, your tight ends, Isaac Warzynski and Tyler Jones at tackles. Ethan Smalley, Nathan Partickett at guards, Nolan Van Erp and Adam Weber, and at center, Austin Peruski. The LB Bearcats kicking off right to left across the radio from the 40-yard line. That'd be number two, Casey Sweeney, quarterback. Also the kicker, the punter, may even do windows. Comes into the 30-yard line with ease by Brendan Duff. And he gets out to about 6 yards, maybe 7 yards out to the 37-yard line. And the Sandusky Redskins will start out on their own 37-yard line, first and 10.
And we're underway, folks. A short, angled kickoff. Very typical LB Bearcats style kickoff. Try to angle it away, keep it away from the most potent special teamer. Get to one of those underneath men there who are normally there to block. So a short return, and we are underway. Sandusky will start on their own 37-yard line.
First and 10 from their 37, left to right across the radio in those home black uniforms. A beautiful night for football. Beautiful fall Michigan night here from Sandusky, Michigan. Straight T formation. Carlson is under center, surveying from that right hash. Eyes up the defense. Almost had motion on the defense, but instead it's a handoff right up the gut and gets out to the 40-yard line for about a 3-yard gain. 75. Out of the bottom of that pile would be number 28. That was Blackston Washi on the carry. And the tackle made by, brought down by Nathan Partickett. Number 75.
Yeah, you're going to run between the tackles. You're gonna see a lot of Nathan Partika all game long. You're going to have to two guys to move that guy out of the way, and not much going there for Washi right up the middle, maybe a couple yards at most.
Second down, 7 yards to go. 11:20 left in the first quarter. No score. Sandusky on their second play of the game. Still off that right hash under the straight T formation. Carlson under center, three men backfield. Eyes it up, and now a delayed handoff to his third option. Jack Sheridan comes around the left end, gets across this line of scrimmage out for another 5 yards, and we'll say about a 4-yard gain. Brought down by number 68, Austin Peruski, on the defensive line. Sets up a third and manageable 2 yards to go for a first down from the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Ethan Lemke in on that tackle as well. Again, they went right up the middle. Nowhere to go there. This time they go around the left side, trying to block down on Nathan Partika, 75 and 57, Adam Weber. They try to block around those guys, get Sheridan around the edge. But again, not much happening there. They get a couple more yards, maybe three, third and five. For Sandusky.
Same formation for Sandusky, more than likely all night long, and we have our first timeout. Coach Craig Jacobson wants to talk things over with his squad, and we've played a minute and a half in Sandusky, 10.5 to play in the first quarter, and it's still scoreless. Sandusky on the ball, facing a third and two in front of them right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Good evening from Sandusky, Michigan. Sandusky facing a third and two from their own 45-yard line, left to right across their radio. 0-0 Sandusky and Ubley so far. We played three downs. Straight T formation, Carlson under center, and it's going to be a handoff coming around the right side, and they have the first down by maybe about a half of a yard. Carrying the ball, that would be number 28, Braxton Washington, another carry. And tackle made by the Sandusky, brought down by William Spicer and Nolan Van Erp on the tackle. And they're going to be very close. No word yet from the officials. Mr. Amon is your lead.
I think they're going to have to measure this one, Clark. I know you certainly felt that they made it, but I'm on the other side of that. I'm not sure, so sure that he did make it, but that spot looks good enough from here, doesn't it?
From here, it does look good. But then again, I'm not a man of the people, so I do not know.
Right. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's what we'll say at least. 10:15 left here in the first quarter. And the chains are out onto the field as they're going to measure this one. This is our first measurement all season long, Dave.
That's a fun fact. You know, we've been into this for too long. Do we know that this was our first measurement of the year?
And they have it by a half a football, a new set of downs. for the Sandusky Redskins. First and 10 from their own 47-yard line, marching on the first drive of the night.
Well, they took advantage of their first time out. They did with Coach Jacobson. I thought a little early, but he obviously saw something that he liked, and they decided to run a sweep around the outside, and it took a broken tackle to get to that first down marker, but they did it and got a fresh set of downs. They'll reset now, first down at their own 47.
First and 10, 47-yard line, left-right across the radio. Working off that right hash, hanging on that right hash all night so far. And it's me, quick handoff right up the middle. DeLauren Wedge breaks free of his first tackle. He's still free in the Ubley territory. Down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Sandusky. DeLauren Wedge breaks free for 53 yards. And the famed Sandusky siren soars into the night sky. A 53-yard run for DeLauren Wedge. And the Sandusky Redskins strike first with 9:41 left in the first quarter.
Wow, what a great move for Sandusky. It's run right up the middle. And when he gets about 2 yards up the line of scrimmage, he plants that right foot and makes a hard cut to the left. And then it's just a foot race to the sideline. And Wedge doesn't lose. He gets all the way to the sideline and up the field for the first score of the game for the home team. Sandusky takes the lead. 2-point conversion attempt on the way.
Going with a wing tee to the left. Carlson under center, looking play action pass, rolling to his left, has a receiver wide open, and it's a little thrown too high, and his intended receiver, number 5, Trenton Lee, his favorite tight end, could not bring that one in, and the score remains 6-0, Sandusky leading the Ubley Bearcats with 9:41 left in the first quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider, you're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure, not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Sandusky strikes first after a 53-yard run from DeLauren Wedge. Makes it 6-0. And the kick from Zach Franzel comes in and is brought in by Carson Holeski. Gets out to his own 43-yard line. And the Ubley Bearcats will have decent field position to start their first offensive drive of the night, trailing 6-0.
Yeah, Sandusky does the exact same thing, kind of angles it away from Lemke and Spicer back there. They don't want to let them playmakers get off to an open space and get some speed going. Kick it. Holeski does a nice job of reeling it in and moving forward, giving the Ubley Bearcats their first possession of the night, already down 6-0.
Rolling right to left, Grosser Radio in their white away uniforms. Casey Sweeney under center, three men backfield behind him. Ethan Lemke, William Spicer, and Shane Ozentoski. It's a handoff right up the middle to Ethan Lemke. He puts that head down across the 45, out to about the 48-yard line, according to the spot. Tackle made by Jacob Sanderson, defensive end for Sandusky, after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go.
You know, when we talk about Ethan Lemke being a speedster, how about that first run, Clark? He put Brendan Duff right backwards on his backside and plows ahead for a couple more. A very impressive, powerful run by Ethan Lemke right up the middle for a nice start to this drive for the Bearcats.
9:05 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Sandusky leads. Ubley on offense for the first time tonight. Their second play of offense. Second and 5 from the 48-yard line of their own territory. Sweeney under center. Late handoff to Lemke. Again, has the 5 yards plus some into Sandusky territory, all the way down to the 42-yard line. A 10-yard gain and brought down by 21, Jack Sheridan out of the secondary. Makes the tackle after a 10-yard gain. First and 10 for Upley.
Another nice run there by Lemke. This time around the right side. He cuts through between the guard and the tackle and bursts through the